Large, another year of grand finals, of course, for the Rams home lanes. Newcastle Hunter Premiership. You missed out on first grade because of injury. A little bit disappointing.
Yeah, it is. But when I, you know, come to realise that it was season over, you know, I just spent my time getting the rehab right and, you know, trying to do other things for the association rather than just referee, which was good.
It'll get you fired up to get stuck into it for next year, of course. But a fantastic year for yourself, another country champs. And the summit, of course, for country rugby in Australia is to get the P, of course, for the Queensland Country Hills versus New South Wales Country Cockatoos game. Nice to see it was close to home there at Southern Beaches as well.
Yeah, no, it was good. That's my old club, so yeah, it was good being there. It's a good facility out there. They've been waiting since 95 to finally get somewhere to call home, which now they have. So yeah, it was a pretty enjoyable game, you know, down to the wire. So yeah, Queensland Country played well and got the chocolates right at the end.
You're a very fair referee because they did get the chocolates in the end, but how was that game for you? Was that one of the faster games you've ever done, or is one of these games here at Newcastle in regards to semis as quick or if not quicker, depending on conditions, because that was a night game, of course, as well?
I would say it was definitely a step up from the stuff here and the country championships. The quickest game, I'm not sure, but it was definitely the skill-wise, it was definitely a step up, like the rep, definitely a step way above what the rep guys dish out, so it was enjoyable to referee.
Well, warmest congratulations also on the magnificent award of being the New South Wales Country Referee of the Year, great honour. Yeah, it's great recognition for a lot of hard work over many years for yourself as the Premier Referee in country rugby.
Yeah, no, when the country said they were nominating me, I wasn't really expecting anything to come from it, but yeah, I got the email about a week before the dinner and yeah, the girl said I'd won it, so yeah, I was quite happy. So, you know, I suppose it's reward for a long period of time, but yeah, it was nice to receive it.
What about your job? What are you doing as an architect? Tell us a little bit about the magnificent business, and a question after that will be a very, very interesting question in regards to your future.
Yeah, no, the work's going well. We're fairly busy most of the time, so yeah, a few trips down to Sydney every now and again, so yeah, it keeps me out of the house, pays the bills, so that's the main thing. Palmer Brewin Surveyors is the business.
And they've been fantastic support for you, and to my question, the future, of course, you've done everything in Newcastle, country rugby, etc. Time for you to join these other whistleblowers, such as your Ed Martins and Will Houston's and the like down there in the intro, Seba Shield, and of course, your man Drew Tonks, who took your spot today. He's had a bit of the A1 experience there with not only the Intra-Super Shield but also the National Rugby Championship.
Yeah, and I suppose it's probably looking back now and seeing where I'm at. Obviously a little bit older than the younger guys they're currently looking at, but I've probably got 2 or 3 years really to knuckle down and do something with it. So it's probably Michael Tanzer or Scott Young or someone like that's probably worth a chat to over the summer, as well as my coaches here, and yeah, maybe put a plan in place to have a crack over the next, you know, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, well, it's not just that ability there for the players to go out there and represent, but yourself as a referee. But of course, finally, man, it's just one of those things moving forward. The family's a big part of it as well. But are you getting well looked after in regards to some of the stuff that's going on on the field? In the light of what happened with Nick early this year, is it something that's a wake-up call for everybody? That it's not just other sports that do it, but rugby's got to pull its head in. And while it's a real incident, you know, we've got to pull our heads in and, you know, respect the referee, you know, at all times.
Yeah, it is. It was. I was standing about 20 metres away from it at the time, and it was very much a massive shock to see. But again, it's an isolated incident. It's the second one we've had here in 25 years, so it is very isolated. But I suppose other parts of abusing referees and match officials, like, you know, sledging, verbally, stuff like that, you know, that probably it's the next level. So if we can stamp the lesser stuff out, it may not lead to that. But also our association really rallied around Nick, and I think the community in general really rallied around, which was good. And hopefully we don't see anything more in any of our lifetimes.
Yeah. Well, Joe, once again, warmest congratulations on the New South Wales Country Referee Award for the year. It's a fantastic effort. It's been a lot of work for you to get to it, but the exciting thing for you is you've got an opportunity to take another step up in your career. We might just see you rowing the P out of the whistle there at a super rugby level, which would be fantastic to see.
Yeah, thanks, Wixie. Thanks for your time, mate.